Parshas Bechukotai, Beis Tefillah, Tovshin Ein Hei. Im Bechukotai Teleichu, Beis Mitzvotai Tishmoru, Tishmoru, Bas Yisem Oysom, all the wonderful things will come. If you start with Im Bechukotai Teleichu, and the famous Rashi, which every Mashgiach and any Yeshiva will speak about, as Rashi, what is being referred by Im Bechukotai Teleichu? If it's for regarding keeping the mitzvahs, that's mentioned in the continuation of the pasuk. Bez mitzvah yisai tishmeru. What is being added by Im b'chukoy yisai teleichu? Says Rashi, shetu ha-meilim ba-toyrah, to toil in Torah. The Gemara says in Brachos, chof ches amud beis, which we say every day when we leave the Beis Medrash. Anu ha-meilim v'heim ha-meilim. Onu ha-meilim ha-mekabim schar, v'heim ha-meilim v'ein ha-mekabim schar. We toil and they toil. We toil and get a reward, and they toil and they don't get a reward. And the question is, did you ever meet a worker who toils and doesn't get a reward? When you hire a cleaner, you hire a painter, he doesn't need charge, doesn't he bill you? So what does it mean? Anu ha-meilim ha-mekabim schar, v'heim ha-meilim v'ein ha-mekabim schar. The answer is, there's once a person who ordered a pair of shoes. The price of the shoes is supposed to be 200 rubles. He comes to pick up his shoes and he's charged for 1,000 rubles. He asked the seller, my high, what is this? It costs 200. How did the price go up to 1,000? So you should know, I gave you a reduction. You should know that, first of all. I like you very much. You got a reduction over here. Because, you know, last night, I had a wedding, and I had a headache, and my wife was angry with me. All those things could have combined. I didn't feel like making your shoes. And you know what? Afa pi kein, it was very difficult for me. I was hungry, I was starving, the air conditioning broke, everything went wrong, I made your shoes so difficult for me, therefore you're going to pay me 1,000 rubles. Yeah? Uh-oh. Sorry, I don't pay for you. I don't care you had a headache. I don't care you're hungry and you were thirsty. I paid for the result, the product. The product was 200. I couldn't care less what was involved from your part. That's what it means. Anu ha-meilim ha-mekabim schar. We omol, we get schar for the omol. Heim ha-meilim, ein ha-mekabim schar. They don't get schar for the omol, they get schar for the result. But not only that we get schar for the toil. The more toil there is, the more schar we get. As it says in Ovis de Abnosin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. If you've been learning Torah when you have Oysher, when you're rich, things are going well, don't stop when you become poor. If you're learning Torah when you're satisfied, don't stop when you're hungry. Why? If you should toiv loy la'odom, dovar echot betzar, mimeo berevach. Because one time of learning through difficulty, through tsar, through pain, is equivalent to 100 times when things are easy. So adarab, if you're accustomed to learning when things are easy, and now it's hard, adarab, this is the time to make it. You make it big. It's big time. Because whatever you're going to put in now is 100 times more it's worth when things are easy. So not only do we get schar for omol, the more omol there is, the more schar we get. But how does it work? What does the omol ha-Torah do? In the Gemara Megillah, Vav Amud Beis, Im yoyma lecha odom, yogati v'loy matzasi, I thought unsuccessful. Al tamin, don't believe him. Lo yogati umatzasi. I didn't toil and I was successful. Al tamin. Don't believe him. Yagati umatzasi. Tamin. I toiled and I was successful. That you can that's tamin. So the Yigia brings the success in Torah. How? Is it because you toiled, you worked hard, so eventually it sinks in? Is that how it works? It's a reason. You hit the nail again and again and again, it'll go in eventually. Is that how it works? Well, the Gemara Menachos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, talks about Rabbi Avimi, who was the Rebbe of Rav Chisda. Rabbi Avimi taught Menachos to Rav Chisda. Eventually, Rabbi Avimi Masechta Isakrale. He lost it. He lost his memory of Menachos. So he went to Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda should remind him of what he taught Rav Chisda. The Rebbe, Rav Avimi, went to Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda should teach him back what Avimi taught him in the Masechta of Menachos. Ask the Gemara, why should Avimi have to go to his Talmud? He could call his Talmud to him. Avimi will send him a message, please come to me, Rav Chisda, please show up and reteach me the Masechta. Why did Avimi trouble himself to go to Rav Chisda? Answers the Gemara, because Savar Hochadul Sitfei. Rabbi Avimi felt he'll get more successful if he will trouble himself to go to Rav Chisda. Why? Says Rashi, Yogati Umatzasi. Because he'll be fulfilling the condition of Yogati Umatzasi. By going, troubling himself to go to his Talmud, he's been Mekayim, he's fulfilling Yigia and therefore Matzasi. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, one second, I don't understand. A Yigia, when you're learning the Sugya again and again, you didn't get it, you learn it again. I understand that type of Yigia will bring to success in Torah. It makes sense. But a Yigia of troubling yourself to walk, and instead of quoting the Talmud, you go to the Talmud. How is that gonna give you a success and achievement in Torah? Says Reb Chaim, we see from here, Yigia is not a reason, it's a condition. To be zeicher to matzasi of Torah, you have to be a miyagea. It's not the Yigia brings to the success. Just you fulfill Yigia, you're entitled to be successful in Torah. Later on, we're continuing the brachas, and the Torah tells us we can run after our enemies. V'rotfu mikem chamisho meo, five of you can run after 100. O meo mikem revova yirdoifu. Now the maths here don't work. If five can pursue 100, then 100 can pursue 2,000. That's the ratio. 5 to 100 is equivalent to 100 to 2,000. It's the same ratio. How does the ratio jump from 5%? It goes from 100 to 10,000. Says Rashi, because Eina Doime Mu'otim Oisim Es HaTorah LeMerubim HaOisim Es HaTorah. The ratio increases. When you have a roiv, a rabbim, doing the same thing, they're much more powerful. In business, if you have money to invest, and you can invest in a certain site, and you get a small return, or you can invest somewhere else and get a bigger return, What would you choose? Obviously, you choose the greater Atan. Ruchnius is the same way. As we know, the Pasuk says, Im tebakshenu kakesef, v'chamat moedim techapsenu, os tovin yiras Hashem. We need to treat our Ruchnius as business. If for business you would invest more for a greater return, also in our Ruchnius, when we're doing a mitzvah, we do it in a way we'll get a greater return. Therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, a person when he davens, he's mekayim mitzvahs tefillin, mitzvahs kriya shema, zichias yitzias mitzrayim, wonderful things, big mitzvahs. But if you're doing barabim, then the return is much greater. It's not the same tefillin. It's rabim loisim as a Torah. You're saying zichias yitzias mitzrayim barabim. It's a much greater effect. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, how important it is to make sure that we daven mitzibur, to appreciate it's not just a choiv, an obligation we have to make sure we daven in a minyan. But the return is much greater. The mitzvah you're fulfilling is so much more powerful. Because in a doime, mu'otim ha'isim ha'sa'atoirah, the merubim ha'isim ha'sa'atoirah. The more people are involved, the greater the mitzvah is. And so we meet the concept of v'ochaltem lachmechem l'soiva. Be successful, says the pasuk in pasuk hey, v'sig lechem da'ish es botzir, u'botzir asig es zora, v'ochaltem lachmechem l'soiva. Ask the chasm sofer. What's the bracha of v'ochaltem lachmechem l'soiva? I saw two chasm sofers in two different svarim. I don't know how this made different types of chasm sofers. What is this bracha of v'ochaltem lachmechem l'soiva? We have an abundance of fruit. There's be so much that you'll be busy with the daish till you get to batzir. When you're back to daish, you're back to zera. There's so much. So what is the bracha v'ochaltem lachmechem l'soiva? Says the chasm sofer, an observation. Most anim are healthy. Most poor people are healthy. And many rich people are sick and weak. That's what he says. Rich people tend to be weak and sick. And poor people tend to be strong and well. What's the reason? He says, eating habits. Because a poor person doesn't overeat. And a rich person will tend to overeat. He has abundance. He's eating meat and stuffing himself in. And you develop. You become unhealthy. And therefore, what's the bracha over here? The bracha over here is you have such an abundance, but v'achaltem lachmechem l'soiva, you'll eat what you need to eat, you'll be satisfied, but you won't tuck yourself in, won't overeat. And that's a reason to be healthy. I'd like to ask your opinion. I looked at the Rambam, in Hilchos Deos, Perek Dalet, he gives eating instructions. How to eat. So it's a mitzvah of keeping your body healthy is a mitzvah. Because if you're sick, you can't do Avodas Hashem properly. And the Rambam writes, Lo yoichal odom ad shetismale kreisei. Don't eat till your belly gets filled up. Ela yifchois po ravia misviyosei. You should eat a quarter less than your sphere. shouldn't fill yourself up completely, a quarter less. Is that against the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Achaltem lachmachem nesoiva." Does the Rambam mean you have to come out hungry, or just relative to have a full stomach, you'll be a quarter less? I wasn't sure. What do you say? When what?
How do we know when we're a quarter less?
You seem to be fine. What?
This much is going to go.
Is it just relative to being being stuffed? When the Rambam says a quarter less, he means from the maximum of being stuffed, quarter less, or means from being satiated to be quarter less? Are you supposed to come out hungry, according to the Rambam? Or just don't come out overstuffed? I would guess you're supposed to be satisfied, but don't be overstuffed. By the way, the Rambam guarantees, you know, we see all these adverts, this rabbi guarantees you all these zivukim, everything's going to work out, all guaranteed. The Rambam also guarantees. There's only one place the Rambam guarantees anything. And he guarantees, and he'll, if you'll keep my instructions, which are mostly eating instructions, what to eat and what not to eat, I guarantee you, you'll die a natural death, you won't be ill, you won't have to go to any doctors. He guarantees. If you eat healthy, eat the right way. He guarantees it. In the safe Rambam, in the Yad. Not a Zgula. He said, I guarantee you, you'll be healthy, you'll die a natural death, you'll never see a doctor. That was one Chasam Sofer. Another Chasam Sofer I saw, brings Rashi, and this is already more of a Ruchniistic idea. Till now we discussed a physical reason, natural reason to eat healthy, not to overeat. But Rashi comments on this pasuk, "V'achaltem lachmachem nesoiva." What does it mean? "V'achaltem lachmachem nesoiva," says Rashi. "Oichel kimo v'misborech v'me'ev." You eat a bit, and you get brocha in your stomach. It'll suffice. Instead of having a full meal, you eat a kimo, it'll be enough. Ask the Chasam Sofer, who needs this bracha? Why should I need this bracha? We have so much, there's so much abundance. What's the bracha of oichel kimo? Who is baruch meyov? What do I need that for? They borrow this concept. That the Achronim borrowed this concept. But this is where Rashi actually brings it. So who needs this bracha? Answer the Chasam Sofer based on the Gemara in Ksubas, which is the Sunday's Daf HaYomi. But the Gemara discusses Rebbe when he died. And as he died, Rebbe lifted up his hands. It's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He lifted up his 10 fingers. Golui v'yadua lefonecha. Shiogati be'esed bo'isai ba'Torah. I toiled with my fingers in Torah. Ve'loine ne'isi afilu be'etzbok tana. I didn't enjoy myself even with a small finger. Why not? What's wrong with enjoying yourself? Says Tosfos. On the spot, he brings the Medrash. As it says in the Medrash, Ad she'odom mispalel she'ikones toiro toigrufoi. Till a person will daven that Torah should penetrate his body, yispalel shelo yikonsu ma'adanim le'toigrufoi. A person should daven that ma'adanim, delicacies, shouldn't enter his body. It's more important to daven for the delicacies not to enter the body than to daven that Torah should enter. So that Rebbe was saying, "Noni neti neitz afu le'etz boktano." Says the Chasam Sofer, "This is the bracha. Oichel kimo. You have to eat a lot." The Chazon Ish writes in Igeres, in the Igros, that food is avi avoy satuma. There's avoy satuma and avi avoy satuma. Taiva sa'achila. Okay, I have to know our level, but he writes it's avi avoy. Taiva sa'achila. Obviously, it means when things are unnecessary. I mean, Rabbi also ate. Rabbi was rich. Rabbi had an abundance of food, the Gemara says. But achila for just for taivas, that is prevents Torah from entering. That's the bracha oichel kima. Okay, so we continue the brachas. We're omel b'Torah. We keep the mitzvahs. We get abundance and we get peace. Rashi brings down Shema Toimru Harei Machol Harei Mishte Ein Sholem Ein Klum. You could have abundance. There's no Sholem. What is it worth? Tamudoy Marvon Asati Sholem Boretz. Mikansha Sholem Shokul Kenegad HaKol. Peace is weighs against everything. The Medrash Rabbah in Eicha brings that Rav Ami and Rav Asi went out to visit the cities of Eretz Yisrael to see what they need. They came to a city and they said, show us the guards of the city. So they met, they were showed the head of the city and the Shomer Ir. So he said, these are Niturei Karta, these are guards of the year, these are Haruvei Karta. They're destroying the city. Why? Because if that's what you're trusting, then you're missing the boat. So who are the Niturei Karta? Who's guarding the city? Eilu Seifrim Mishnim, the people who are learning Torah, the Shenemar V'gisa B'yomim V'layla, they are guarding the city. So we have to know that if something happens, there's been an incident, if there are enemies, we have to know that the source, how did this happen? It's not because of the army, it's because of the Loim Da'at Torah. If the Loim Da'at Torah have to check himself out, because all the Shalom comes through the Loim Da'at Torah. They're the real Naturi character. So if something is at fault, then the Loim Da'at Torah have to check himself out. There was once a poor man from the village. He made his first trip to the big city and he sees an amazing thing. He comes to the city and there's a pipe coming out the wall and you turn a knob and water comes out. Couldn't believe it. Amazing. He tried again and again and water comes out the pipe. So well, I gotta bring this back with me. I gotta show the people of my village. So he buys himself a nice tap and he brings it home to the village. And he connects it to his wall and he calls the whole village together to see the amazing sight. He says, you're not going to believe it. And I'm going to turn out the tap. And you know it's going to come out. And he turns out the tap. And what came out? Nothing. Why? What was his mistake? You have to be connected to the source. A tap that's not connected to the source isn't going to work. And therefore, what brings about the Shadaftim Soveichem? What gives, how does that happen? You'll be running after your Veichem and you'll be successful. From the beginning, you're connected to the source. And what's the source? It starts off in Chukoisai Teleichu, in Smoisai Tishmeru, Vasis Moisai. You have to be connected. If you're connected to the source, then the water will come out. If you're not connected, you're missing it. The subject of Shalom, It's what? It's to get the bracha. All these brachas start from Chukosai Teleichoi, then Tzvoisai Tishmeru. Then you get all the brachas, which include Shalom. But if you just have the Shalom, if you're just looking for Shalom, without being connected to the bracha, is that the tap? You have to be connected to the source of the bracha. On the topic of Shalom, Rabbi Yankel Galinsky relates, and he says the following: I have a greater koach bracha than Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Why? Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky makes a siyum shas every year, shas Bavi Yerushalmi, every year. So he came to the siyum. Rabbi Chaim wished him kein l'shon abo. Next year should finish shas again. And Rabbi Chaim said back to Rabbi Yankele, v'chein lamar, you as well. And what happened? Next year, Rabbi Chaim made the siyum again, and Rabbi Yankele didn't. Says Rabbi Yankele, you see, my koach habracha is greater than his. I blessed him, he should make a siyum again. And it worked out. He blessed me, v'chein lamar, it didn't work out. So my koach habracha is greater than his. Why is that a joke? What's the mistake in this comment? He went ahead and he learned the Shas. You didn't learn Shas Babi Yerushalmi. So what do you expect? You can't expect a bracha to work if you don't do anything for it. If you get a bracha to finish Shas, you don't try, you have a plan to finish Shas Bavi Yerushalmi, it's not going to happen.
How else are you going to do it if you don't learn it?
He wasn't on his place. He wasn't. Bianchi didn't have a plan to finish Shas Bavi Yerushalmi in the same year. So the bracha didn't work. It's not lacking in the bracha. But you have to, bracha can only work if you put your effort into it. Says Bianchi, you ask a person, what two conditions are needed to enhance your Shalom Bayis? Shalom Bayis, man and wife, strife. You ask the man, what two conditions are needed? Says the man, the two parts are, she has to change herself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the two parts. To make the Shalom happen, it's her and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's he missing out?
Himself.
Missing out himself. That's not going to bring Shalom. Shalom only happens if you put your effort into it. It brings a beautiful Gemara in Chulin. Very strange Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a certain flea that is called Baka. And this flea called Baka only lives for one day. That's what Gemara says. Chulin daf nun ches amud beis. Baka only lives for one day. Ask the Gemara, that's not true. Because could the Omri inche that Sheva Shnei Imra for 7 years, Imra Baksa mi Baka. The female Baka, Mrs. Baka, she rebels against her husband, Mr. Baka, for 7 years. For 7 years she's on strike. She won't speak to him. She keeps away from him. Why? Because the army lay chazitzi lerbar mechoizo the sacha v'maya. I saw a fat man, like really big, was swimming in the water. V'solik v'ikrach bezdinin. Then he came out of the water, this thick samurai, this huge guy, and he wraps himself up in the towels. And you were there, you sucked, and you had a great meal, and you didn't call me. You're so selfish. You had this great meal. Shalom, kugel, everything was there. When you sucked him, you didn't call me in so I should also enjoy myself. Therefore, she's on strike for 7 years.
He was the fat man?
No, these are fleas. They suck people. They suck people's blood. And Mrs. Baka is angry with Mr. Baka, that Mr. Baka didn't call her in for the meal, for the feast, because there was this fat man who went swimming, wrapped himself up in a towel, and Mrs. Baka wasn't invited in the feast. To ask the Gemara, you see, they live for more, how can you tell me they only live for a day? But you see, she's on strike for 7 years. Answers the Gemara, no, it's relative. Bemes, they live for a day. But out of the day, a ratio of 7 years for us, she's on strike. Bemes, they're born and die in the same day. But in that day, a ratio of 7 years out of our life, she's angry with him. That's what the Gemara says.
She was upset for
4 hours. Oh, right. Comes out to be a few hours. Okay. It's a very strange Gemara. What's the Gemara telling me all this for? What's the point? Mrs. Baka's angry. Mr. Baka, what's the nafkemina? Says Rabbi Yankel. It's giving us a new perspective. If she would ask us to seek our advice, what do you have to say? If Mrs. Baka would come and speak to us, what would we tell her? She's really angry. She feels that she was left out. What would we tell her?
Yeah,
come on, you only have one day to live. Get over it, enjoy life. Don't be so upset. Don't be such an issue about everything. Move on. You only have a few more hours to live. That's how Shemayin look at us. Same thing. Who do you think you are? You're only alive for 70 years. What's the big deal? Why are you getting so upset and so angry? Go weiter. So anyway, this idea of Shalom. Shalom can only come out if we put our effort into it. If we put our effort into it, then Bezat Hashem will get the Shalom. Then we come to the Klolos. Vim lo yisishmu li. If you don't listen to me, af ani aseh zois lachem. I'll do the same thing to you. V'alachtem imi keri. You go with me, carry. V'alachti af ani imochem bekeri. I'll treat you in the same way. The Yerushalmi, in Subas, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel, talks about Rab Yosi Haglili had a bad wife and she made his life miserable. Rab Yosi Haglili's wife made his life miserable. So Rab Elazar ben Azariah decided to interfere. He came to visit Rab Yosi Haglili and he tells him, get rid of her. Give her a get. She's not mechabed you, she's mevaza you. Have the money, she's too expensive. I can't afford to divorce her. As in America, I saw adverts. Divorce is $2,000. Like selling divorce. It's too expensive. She's too, her super is too expensive. I can't afford to divorce her. Rosa Ben Azariah says, I'm paying for it. He paid for it. She got divorced. And she went and she married the Shomer Ha'ir, big guy, strong, a chevroman, not a guy in a wimp. That's in the base medical thing. He's a guy, he knows how to make life well to do, successful. She gets married to him. After she gets married to him, he loses his money and he turns blind in both of his eyes. They're desperate, so he goes begging. What can he do? He can't do his job, he's blind. He can't be the guard if you're blind. He has no money, lost his job, need to have what to eat. So go begging, knock on people's doors, and she would take him around. He couldn't see where to go. So she would have to take him around to do the rounds. One day, it's all from the Yerushalmi. One day, they went around the city and no one gave them food. It was a bad day. No one would give them. So he asked the shomer, asked his wife, is there any district we haven't been to? Have we done the whole city? So look, I'll tell you the truth, there's one district that we haven't been there, but I can't go there because my ex lives there. I basically his district. He starts to shout at her in the streets. And he starts to beat her. You take me there. How dare you? And he was beating her in the streets, in public. And Rabbi Yosi Aglili was passing by, and he saw how she was being disgraced. And he said, come with me. And he put them up in one of his houses, and for the rest of his life, he would give them food. Why? Because from you can't ignore people, your relatives, even your ex. He supported her. Says the Yerushalmi, at night time, her voice was heard crying. The missus was heard crying. And she was saying to herself, the pain of being beaten up in public externally is far less, is far better for me than the pain of being fed by my ex. It's far greater. It'd be better for me to stand those that being beaten up than my present situation that I'm living and the bush I have that my original husband has to feed me. Ad kan is the maisa. What do we learn from this story? What do we see from this story? Midah connected midah. She was mevazah him. That's how it started off. She was HS of Yosi Aglili. She had a good life, but she was mevazah him. In the end, she got a terrible bizoyan. It was more painful than being beaten up. The way a person behaves is the way Hashem behaves with him. That's what we're seeing in this week's parasha. We do good, Hashem's good to us. If Rachtim mimi b'keri, afen ilechem ochem b'chamas keri. The Mishnah says in others, kol ha-makayim asah Torah mi-oyni, soifer l'kayim mi-oysher. A person who keeps the Torah through poverty, through difficulty, in the end will keep it through affluence. Kol ha-mevater asah Torah mi-oysher. A person who vatel Torah through his wealth, it causes bitul Torah, soifer l'vatlo mi-oyni. In the end, he'll be battled through poverty. It's all midah connected midah. If we do good, we'll get good. If we do bad, we'll get bad. That's the insight we learn from this week's parasha. The Or HaChaim in this week's parasha has a very, very inspirational insight. On Ve'im Lo Yitzi Shmuli, in Pasuk Chavav, Pasuk Yudalet, Vim lo yisi Shmuli, Velo yisasu eskola mitzvah seile. If you won't listen to me, and you won't do all the mitzvahs, Im b'chukoy yisaitim asu, and then you'll get all these punishments. Ask the Or HaChaim, what is being added by the words Im lo yisi Shmuli? What's it referring to? That you won't do the mitzvahs. That's how the pasuk continues. That's being mentioned in the continuation of the pasuk. We're mentioning what exactly you didn't do. So what is the v'lo yisi shmuli? What's that referring to? Sorry? Yeah, that could be. That's how Rashi learns. It's a made in Torah. Very good. The Or HaChaim says differently. Shmia means to understand. Right? Shmia, to hear, could mean physically I'm deaf, can't hear what you're saying, speak up. But Shmia could also mean to understand. The Sforno translates Shma Yisrael. What does it mean Shma Yisrael? Does it mean turn on your earring aids, your ear aids? It means Hizbeinin. To think. If your chavrusa tells you I don't hear what you're saying, it means I don't understand what you're saying. Says the Or HaChaim, if you see a person doing a chet, he obviously doesn't understand what ruchnias is. Why is he sinning? Because he doesn't understand, doesn't appreciate what it means, what kirvas Hashem is. And says the Or HaChaim, I want to read his Lashon, such a beautiful terminology he gives us. Ki bevadai, im yasig odom chelek echod. If a person would appreciate one part, mi'arvus, marevus, yevidus, ne'imus, mesikus, I can't translate all these words, but from the beauty, the yevidus and the ne'imus and the mesikus of anaf mi'anfei ora elyon, even one part of the spiritual light, yebaz beliboy. Even he was offered to take over the White House and the Kremlin together. He'll be Melech HaMelochim. He'll rule the world and Iran all together. He'll march rule the world. He'll be Baz Beliboy Be'erach Mitzvah Achas. For one mitzvah, be Baz to such an offer to be Melech HaMelochim. So if your person is doing chet, it's stemming from Eloi Tishmuli. You're not hearing me. You don't appreciate what a mitzvah is, what ruchnias is. And that's a big yisoy for us, as we know, to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Parshas Emor, we spoke about it. That you want to teach a child, he has to see that it's good. It's not just difficult, it's just good. So we should be zoicha to have that connection to mitzvahs, that we're so connected, we appreciate what ruchnias is, that we buzz when the Yetzer comes our way, we can say, get out of here. We buzz to him what he's offering us, to be matched at us. Because we should appreciate what Ruchnius is, we should be zeichah to be omel b'atayra, and do good things, and be zeichah, and do all the brachas, achaltem nasoiva, we'll eat properly, we'll be savea, and be zeichah to all the divrei Torah. Our next year will be, Zad Hashem, will be in a few minutes, about hishtadlus and bitochen. How to balance hishtadlus and bitochen. And it's connected to the Ramban in this week's parsha. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Shabbos.